Welcome to The Young and the Woke, a podcast that gives the mic to high school students in Oakland, California to tell their stories. I'm your host, Young Wan Choi. Join us for each episode where we go to a polling station.
I'm going to be voting for the first time for an Oakland election.
We also ride the city bus.
My love for AC Transit in general.
And go on field trips. On this audio journey, keep your ears open for how students awaken to their sense of purpose and what helps them find their way. You can sleep later. It's time for The Young and the Woke.
Even though I was skipping school, I was still learning in a different school.
Wait, what? Did he just say he skipped school to go to another school? Sounds strange, but on second thought, when I was a classroom teacher in OUSD, I spent all of my teaching years at one small high school, MetWest. I was always curious about what it was like in other schools. What were the teachers like? What were the students like? But it seemed impossible to get away from the daily demands of teaching. I know that many teachers had this curiosity. It should be no surprise then that students are also curious about life in other schools. In this episode, we catch up with a student who one day decided to act on his curiosity.
So I had just woken up. It was a Monday and I woke up late and I was like, man, I'm not going to make it to class that early. I was just walking and this one school that was close to my house. And I was like, what if I just go in here and see what happens? So it was just something. It was just so random that I just did. Because I was like, I kind of don't want to go to school today, but I had to. And so I just decided to go to this school. I walked in normally and I thought security was going to say something, but since I was dressed like a student, I guess he didn't really care. So yeah, I just walked in. It was everything cool. And yeah, I just followed my schedule from here, from Oakland Tech. So at first I was asking people where the classes were. And they were like, are you new here? And since I didn't want to get caught either, I was like, yeah, I'm new. I just transferred to this school. And they was like, what's your name? And I was like, at first I just gave them a random name to the people that was talking to me. So I was like, do they have an engineering class here? And surprisingly, they said, yeah. They're like, it's in this room and I could take you there if you need help. And I was like, okay. And then I just went. And then the first thing I was like, I don't know if I should do this or if I should just get out already because I don't want to get in trouble. At first, I was scared. I was like shaking a little because I didn't want to get caught. And then the teacher was like, what's your name? And obviously, I wasn't going to give them my name. So I just gave them some random name that came to my mind with like a full name. They was like, they're like, well, we don't have you in the roster here. And I don't think you're in my class. And I was like, oh, I'm new here. I just changed schools. And she's like, and she was like, I might have to talk to the principal. That's when I really got scared. I was like, oh, I think I got caught. She was like, nah, forget it. It's cool. And then she was like, she was cool with it. She was like, take a seat and this is what we're working on. I was like, okay. And that kind of went smooth. And it was when the principal, she was like walking and she seen me. She also seen me too. And it was like, I kind of got scared. She was like, are you new here? And I was like, yeah, my name's this. And then at first I thought she's going to be checking everything. But she seemed really cool about it. She was like, oh, okay, nice to meet you. She talked to me and all that. And that's when I got a relief. I was like, man, I should keep doing this. And I just kept going the whole day. It's like my classes. So in Spanish, I did my work, everything. And then I was the third period, which is world history. And the male guy, he was like, you're new here too? And he was kind of like my world history teacher that's here too. He was like, where are you coming from? All that. And he was like, okay, take a seat down. I think they're a little bit behind because they were talking about the French Revolution and I already knew about it. So I just went with it. And it was like a group work and it was like, get your computer and everything. And I signed in everything. But I'm surprised they didn't caught that it was my name too because I logged in my OUSD account and I was like, I might get caught right here. But he was like, nah, he didn't even see it. He was just like, okay, that's fine. And yeah, that was like, it was funny too. And I just did the work. And then after third period, they had lunch. And I was just chilling by myself. And then people was like coming. I was like, are you new here? What's your name? And I was like, my name's this. I didn't give them my real name, obviously, because I was just like, just randomly going to this random school. And there was like, they started talking with me.
Were you switching up your names?
No, it was the same name that I used.
Can you tell us what name you were giving them?
It was Emmanuel. Yeah, Emmanuel. And it was like, okay. I was like, Martin, Emmanuel Martin. And I was like, okay. And I just kept that name. And it was like just so funny because they actually believed me. And I it was kind of suspicious too because the name, but they were cool with it. And it was like, oh, you're new. And then they just started talking to me. They were like, so what school you came from and all that. I was like, it's pretty chill. They was with me. Then it was, what's it called, my fourth period. They had advisory too. So it was like, I was like, this school is kind of like what we have on Monday in Oakland Tech. So I was like, well, because I asked them too. I was like, what period is it? They're like, we have advisory, but just that they do count it as a class right here. So I just did what I just started reading like a random book. And then I remember I had some work from Oakland Tech, so I decided to do that too. And the teacher, though, she was pretty cool too. She was just like, oh, nice to meet you. And then she was like, I'm gonna just put you here, write your name down, and yeah, well, it would be fine. And then that's when it was like just so random. And how am I not getting caught? It's like been four periods already, and they still haven't said that. And then it was just fifth period, and the fifth period was English too. And what we did was we were writing, and it was kind of fun too, because even though I was skipping school, I was still learning in a different school. So that was fun, I guess. And then in English, we were just writing an essay. Like we read something, and it was like essay. And it was actually pretty good because I like doing essays, even though I don't like them, but I'm really good at them. So the teacher was surprised. He was like, wow, you have good writing and grammar. I was like, yeah, thank you. I forgot what period it was, but that teacher, she was like kind of on me. She was like, you're not on my roster. What are you doing here? And she was like, I think she was about to call the principal, but I told her the principal already seen me and she's cool with me and all that. And she was like, oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure. I'm sorry. And I was like, what? And then I was like, I'm the one supposed to be sorry because I'm in your class. This is not even my school. And she was like, okay, then settle down in this desk and everything. And I was just literally dying inside because I was scared too. Because I was like, I should just get out right now. It's already been like six periods already. And I think I should just leave right now. But then I was like, there's only two more periods left and I might as well just go at them. Because there it's like they have security at the front. And if I was going to go out, it was going to be worse. And after that, it was just my last period. It was PE. And it was the same as you. And I didn't want to look so suspicious. So I basically did everything. I ran the laps that they made me do and played basketball, like the drills and all that. But the PE teacher, he was like really chill. He's just like, run your laps and I'll get you down in the roster. And he was like, I was like, man, this is. And then that's when I was like, it was like only 10 minutes left. And I was like, man, I can't believe I just did this whole day. It was just so random. And the PE teacher was like, what's your name? I'll see you here tomorrow. And I was like, I'm not even coming tomorrow. This is just a one day thing. Because like, I'll see you tomorrow. You did a good job. And I was like, I'm not even going to come tomorrow. I'm going to school tomorrow. And on the way home, I was like, man, what did I just do? How did me going to nursing school just happen? Because then I started thinking about the day. I was like, man, that was actually pretty neat what I did because I didn't get caught at all. Because if I would have gotten caught, I think I would have been in really big trouble. They would have called my parents and all that. But I didn't get caught. And it was just like really fun, though. I got to meet new people, meet new teachers and the principal. And the principal was cool with it. She seemed really nice. I think that's why she didn't really check anything.
I see Miss Donkey's like bowled over laughing next to you.
he was like, I'll play your little game. I'll follow your schedule. I consent to all that. But no, I am not going to make it all the way to Oakland Tech. I don't feel like it. And that exercise, I'm really interested in like the decisions that students get to make during the day. I just loved this example of a kid choosing not to go to school, but to go to school instead. You know, it's like a genuine inquiry process. Like, I wonder what will happen if I do this.
Yeah. Would you do it again? And why or why not? Like, I don't mean like, if you were to go back in time, I'm thinking like, you know, do you want to do it again in the future?
I I don't know. I think probably I would do it again, but I mean, if it's how it went like this, then yeah. Because first you have to like, I had to pass the security guard. And if he would have said something, he was like, I would have stayed. But I would try it again. But let's say if things go like smooth.
Like when you think about doing it again, like what is it? What is it about it that makes you want to do it again?
Just that I got to meet new people and like the teachers were like pretty chill and they like somehow are like different. And I just like seeing how teachers work too, because many teachers work differently and the way how they are. There's like some teachers that are like super chill and like will understand you. Like if these things happen, just like what I did going and just like saying something happened, they'll be okay with. But there's like some other teachers that like you tell them something and they're like already tripping about it. They're like, I'm gonna have to check it out with the principal, or I'm gonna have to check the roster and all that, like investigating.
It's like getting to experience how other people live.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, like, yeah. How do other people go to school? Like, yeah. I know how I go to school every day, but how about those kids over there? What's their
name? Yeah. What's it look like? Yeah, totally. It was a social experiment.
Yeah.
Do you ever think about being a teacher?
Yeah. Because it kind of like, even though there's like some teachers that make you like seem fun, like, and all these things that they be doing, like, I'm like, I kind of want to do that too as a teacher.
Students and teachers spend so much time in one place that it's only natural that we're curious about other schools. Manuel's story got me thinking, what if we made this kind of exploration possible rather than illegal? Thanks, Manuel. And shout out to Ms. Dahlke at Oakland Tech, who introduced me to this curious and courageous student. I hope no one gets in trouble because of this episode. If you're enjoying this podcast, please subscribe to The Young and the Woke wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, stay woke.
Yeah, and do you have like a career aspiration at this point?
A lawyer or an engineer.
Or a teacher.
Yeah, or a teacher. or like a boss, like of construction, because I sometimes work with my dad. And like, there's like some ways you could become bosses, like you study and you get your license to take out like your own jobs.
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend trying to just go to a different construction company and pretend like you work for them.
Yeah.
I don't think that would work too well.
That probably not work.
They'll be like, no, man, you can't use that power tool right there. You gotta.
Yeah.
No, you cannot drive our bulldozer.
Yeah. Don't pretend to be Manuel Martin and start working.
Yeah.